Apache or mobile.
W2T stationary.
Calling you to give you a bad time. How you doing, bud?
I'm sitting here at home. I've been out, done what I needed to do, went by the grocery store, picked up a few things, and came back home. So I'm good to go for the rest of the day.
We just made a watermelon run. That's about it. And went down to the fruit market. $12 for a watermelon. Down there. I didn't want to go to the store, but we've had real good luck there with them and their hometown business.
Melon or regular watermelon?
One. That's Bernice's choice. She says they're better than the seedless, but I got diverticulitis, they tell me. But it's never bothered me, but a good person on here the other day told me that their wife had it real bad and was having to take pain medication for it. And I just didn't stay away from those small seeds, Rusty.
Understand what you're talking about, and all you got to be careful in life these days. You never know what you're gonna find or what's gonna find you, as they say. So yeah, you just take it easy out there. Just watch what you do, and as they say, be careful and be on watch. But anyway, well, good to hear you got that. You on your way home now?
Yeah, we're in the curves down here by the old mill. Got a ways to go, but yeah, they all got seeds in them, and even the seeded ones. Bernice cuts it up and tries to get the black seeds out, and what she don't, I do. When we sit down to eat some, we eat a bowl of it. But you know, there's still those little bitty white seeds in it, so. You just do the best you can, like you said. Well, it's sprinkling here, but just barely. And we didn't get a lot of rain yesterday, but I think we wound up with 5,600, Rusty.
When I went out earlier today and everything, but yeah, I got about the same yesterday. I got about a half inch, so. You know, at least it was a little bit different, a little bit lighter than the last one that come running through here that left me inundated, as they say.
Oh, I haven't done much this morning. I been out and tended to the chickens. And then I listened to Dave and another friend that was down at Pendleton. I've talked to him before. I think it's Nick. But both are pretty knowledgeable people, let me tell you. And it was an interesting conversation. I didn't want to break into about motors. And you always learn something.
Anytime you got a chance to learn something new, it doesn't hurt to listen and see what's going. Know what you're talking about there. And I'll... Anyway, well, let me get back over here what I've been working on. I'm trying to get an application for an award finished up. And I've got all the QSL cards selected for who that I got to send out and everything. So now the next step is to pull all this, put all the rest of the paperwork that goes with it. And fortunately, it can all be done by email, so I don't have to physically... gather all this stuff up, put it in an envelope, mail it somewhere. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, Tom. You have a good rest of the day, and you and Bernice be careful out there running around. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Yeah, you start talking about awards, Rusty. I'll tell you a quick one. I just messed around on Logbook of the World the other day, trying to print that matrix. Never did get it done, but it's not that important. I can look at it any time. But I went and looked at some of the other awards that I was eligible for and said, worked all zones, which I've never applied for, and I don't have room for on the wall for all the other DXCC awards and stuff. And so I clicked on it and went over there, and I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and put in for that for the heck of it. And when I got back to the final page, it was $54 and something. I forget how many. And it was like 12 cents a piece, but it was, I don't know how many different work, you know, that were in that worked all zones things I'd worked over the years, because I'd never applied for it. I ain't giving $57 for a piece of paper to stick on the wall. That's out.
I'm not interested in doing that myself, so anyway, well, hopefully you'll decide, maybe you'll win the lottery, and then you can do that and order yours for you like that. All right, well, you take it easy, and I shall talk to you later, and we'll catch up to you after a while. N0TR, W2T73s.
Yeah, tell you a quick story. Once in a while, I'll buy Bernice lottery ticket. So we got gas yesterday down here at Willis's, and I went over and picked up a $5 ticket. You know, I thought, well, I'll buy me a Mega Millions ticket because it was worth like $230 million. And she didn't win one single cent on that $5 one, and I didn't get one single number when I looked at it last night when they announced the numbers on the Mega Millions. And so whatever the gasoline amounted to, it cost me an extra $7 for two pieces of paper. That is where two fools met. See you later, bud. N0TR.
W2T clear.